Tuesday morning, Patrick Cannon will be sentenced in federal court. The former Charlotte mayor admitted earlier this year to taking more than $50,000 in bribes from undercover FBI agents. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Patrick Cannon was a rising political star in Charlotte. He was just 26 when first elected to the city council. Then he was elected mayor pro tem, and on December 2nd last year, Patrick Cannon became Charlotte's mayor.
We gather here tonight, surrounded by the many community leaders of today, not just to swear in a new mayor, but to start the next chapter of the history of our great city.
It's a chapter the city would like to put behind it. Just 114 days after taking the oath, FBI agents swarmed the mayor's office. Cannon was arrested, and the public learned of a years-long sting operation that included a leather briefcase stuffed with $20,000 in cash, a bugged apartment, fake businessmen, international financiers, and a feminine hygiene product concocted to cover for a bribe. That was late March. By early June, Cannon admitted his guilt.
Today, I have acknowledged being guilty of accepting monies for constituent services, something that should never have been done while serving in elected office.
Patrick Cannon faces a maximum of 20 years in prison. But as part of a plea deal, prosecutors agreed to ask for just 4 to 5 years in prison. In return, Cannon has agreed to provide evidence and testify to all other illegal activities he knows of, which means Cannon's sentencing may be the end of his chapter of corruption in Charlotte, but it might not be the end of the story. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.